which is not. All right, so welcome to September 7th, 2021, online world session. And what we're going to do today is basically, I am going to be thinking about me. So maybe that's what you could do for yourselves today, is just think about yourself. I know we're working with the world, but if we're not okay, then the world can't be okay. So why don't you just tune into yourself and we'll tap our cortices in relationship to whatever's going on. And that does not mean to erase it. We're tapping it so there's a focus. If you get worse, if your symptoms get worse, if you feel like you needed rest and you want to collapse, then that's what you're supposed to do. So we're just breathing. What I'm going to do is help the nervous system. So I can see the nervous system of the entire planet and then my own. And just feel all of the, I think it's the ways, I'm going to speak from I, the ways I ignore my own nervous system and my own body, or what I think should be happening. And that is clear, that's happening to everyone. And as I do that, I'm literally knocking out and my heart is racing. So we're just gonna bring that together and allow the body to do whatever it needs to do. Allow the planet to do whatever it needs to do. Allow yourselves to do whatever you need to do. So I'm going straight into those of us who are HSP. HSP is a high sensitive person. So even as I'm on Zoom here and people are moving and doing things, it really goes into the sensory system and it gets overstimulated, right? So some people might have difficulty with loud voices or noises. Some people have difficulty with visual cues and clues. It could be just colors. That's as simple as it gets. It can be smells. It can be touch, right? You could think about when you get a massage and somebody goes over an area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now it's going to start to irritate the body. Not for everyone, but some people, you know, I learned in massage school, you go over an area thrice, and it makes a lot of sense to me because if you go over the area too much, it can become aggravating. And you want the touch to change in massage. You don't want the touch to stay the same. If it stays the same, that can be aggravating. So if that helps you understand what it's like to be HSP, it's a good way to kind of figure that out. Sometimes it's just movements. Can overstimulate the system. So if you're already overstimulated and you can't get any rest, or you haven't rested, like closed your eyes or made it dark, you know, eliminated sound, eliminated whatever you can see, whatever you smell, whatever you're feeling, like heavy blankets are really good. And that doesn't work, then you're way overboard, which is where I am today, way, way overboard in the overstimulation of my senses. They're way too overstimulated. So working with that, you can think that they're, oh, it's 20% of the population that's like that. And in that 20%, there are varying degrees in there of stimulation. Some people, doesn't bother them at all. That's one end of the spectrum to the people who are HSP, 20% of the population. And then within that 20%, you're going to get a spectrum. So be gentle with yourself. Oh, just as I say, be gentle, I feel the nervous system responding. I'm keeping my eyes down for those of you who are listening to this only, you won't know that my eyes are down. My eyes are down to be able to focus on a point rather than see the overstimulating screen. So those of you who are on the screen and are seeing other people, look and see, are you overstimulated as well? And then of course, there's the other end of the spectrum where, you know, we don't feel anything. You could even go to the extreme of someone who's not even empathic or not even sensitive to anyone. You know, there's everybody in between. Just notice how your nervous system is responding. And then we're going to go in and work with fried aspects of the central nervous system. So that because we work with the planet, it can be from starvation, it can be from abuse, and it can be from your own hyperactivity in the mind, where the mind tries to cover up everything. I'm not going to go into what covering up is. That's up to you to notice whether you've covered up things within yourself. And breathe, and we're going to open up the lungs and just do some brief release and move it to the colon and breathe. And breathe. I'm just looking at the chakras of the planet. I'm not going to describe where they are. We're just going to balance all seven chakras to and from themselves, and you could do that within yourself. So your lower three chakras are the feminine, upper three are the masculine, and they harmonize in the heart. And what's really important is bringing that calm, sort of the calm from the heart, that compassion from the heart, that harmonization from the heart, and bring them into all of the chakras. So not only within ourselves, but the entire planet. You know, Mercury's coming up again, where it's just going into retrograde. I think it's happening now. We are in the yellow zone, I think, which is just pre-retrograde. A green zone, they have it here, but started on the 6th, which was yesterday. So we're definitely in a strong pre-retrograde, which is going to pull at our chakras. What we wanted to do is kind of sweep up. We started this last week. You can tell I'm overloaded. I can't even speak. We brought it in last week where we go back, sweep up, or just an imagery where we go in and we sweep up the old stuff and allow Mercury to take it out. And remember, Mercury is the mind. It's mercurial. Wow, I really can't speak. And, you know, it gets the intellect to get very, very tricky. So those of you who notice you have a tricky intellect. And if you don't notice, I mean, I don't even know where my intellect's tricky. I need somebody else to spot it for me and let me know where I'm tricking myself. So, you know, cues and clues, you'd have to take some classes on that. You can take right through one. I'm teaching that in November. You can join our groups and do some work there. This isn't for energy work at the moment, but it's good to bring in that awareness that there are people doing this work that help us deal with a tricky mind that can also, you might think, calms your nervous system, but also could definitely be part of what overwhelms the nervous system. most specifically anxiety, heart palpitations, increase in stress levels, especially when it comes to thinking. The really strong one coming up today is instead of, like, I'm doing this, and instead of doing this, I should be doing that. That's very tricky language, very, very tricky. It's telling ourselves that there's a way we should be. Very tricky language, very deceptive, sneaky language. There's another one that's coming up, but I'm really finding it hard to highlight. I'll go with the expectations. So we often expect, you know, something bad might occur, but we can also have the positive viewpoint where we'll expect something good to occur and expect the best out of things and have all these ideas of how we should be. Again, that could relate to instead. Those are tricky as well. So maybe you're going to start to notice those things and that they are stressful to yourself and to anyone in your environment, but it also stresses the planet because we think we know what's good for everybody. And likely we don't. Likely we absolutely don't. If you think you know what's good for everyone, well, yeah, maybe check your privilege or check your godlike status. And breathe. Man, I just feel this massive on that last one as though there's still so much to be removed, not only from the world, but from my system where I think I know what's good for me. And which likely would say I know what's good for someone else as well. So we want to check that. We want to look at that and examine it and make sure that, you know, we're being, let's say, or just having the experience clearly so we can look at things clearly. And that really means, so when I was going through the nervous system, sorry, I'm going back, but I'm trying to describe this white fluff I'm seeing on the central nervous system that the dynamic is telling me doesn't belong there. It needs to be balanced out. So here we have HSP, we have different degrees within each individual and everyone on the planet. And then we have our nervous system that has a bunch of stuff attached to it. It looks like dandruff, actually. And I was looking at that a little bit more closely to see what we could balance there. We got some general headings. And, you know, I'm really going to go in before I tap, and I'm really going to consciously tap, you know, just really sit with myself first. I know we like tapping because we think we're doing something, right? But as a lot of you might know, the tapping occurs. I mean, as long as we have the intention, it occurs. But our brain says, I need to tap, because, you know, the brain knows better than everybody, right? The brain knows what's going on. So again, there's that superiority. I've got to do something to make sure something is done. So that's going to be part of this as well. All right, so you want to tap. Go really gently, just feel that vibration. Maybe you hardly even move and notice the waves. These are waves, whether it's your intention or your hand moving, because remember, you're not actually tapping your brain. You're not actually tapping your heart. You're tapping above. You can tap right above your head. You can tap right in front of your heart. You can tap right in front of the belly. Why does that work? You know, things are just beyond your perception. So I'm just looking at the planet and watching that vibration. I've got the planet sort of in my hands here. So I'm just going to do a little bit of Reiki on the planet. And you know, you could probably feel it as I do Reiki on the planet. I feel it coming down to me as well. And we're just going to lock that into the brain and allow some of the brain, it's not really the brain, it's actually the inner cerebellum of the mind to organize all of this stuff, because it's going to be all over the place for everybody. So we'll let the brain of the planet organize it, pour itself in for us as well, and then go into the brainstem and really allow that to help us organize all of this. Yeah, so interesting how important the nervous system is, and we don't really know what's going on in our nervous systems. We have more of these ideas of what things should or shouldn't be, how we should or should not be, how things should look, what would be a preferable way of being rather than what is actually happening. And that just fries out the nervous system. Okay, and that's it, guys. That's all I can hold as an energy this week. And I thank you all. And I'm just going to stop the recording.